worship and celebrate this day because our God has been oh so generous to us, his children. And so we're here to give thanks. You're going to be blessed because the gospel will be presented in word, singing, and in music, and I hope that it warms your heart. I do have just a few announcements for our children. Right after worship, we're going to have pizza in the fellowship hall and a lesson on Advent. So any of our young people that want to stay later, just join me in the fellowship hall. Also in the announcements, you'll see a handout for the party at the Smith's house. It's just a Christmas party for all of us adults to come and have a time of fellowship. And I encourage you to take note of that. That'll be on Sunday the 15th. Our Mardi Gras will be here before you know it. You know, that's the fundraiser for the preschool. And we raise money and we give out scholarships to many of the families. It helps the teachers with their continued training. And after worship, at that table over on your left as you go out, Janet Taylor will be there. She's got event tickets. She's got raffle. There's a $3,000 raffle. If you win that, you can plan a vacation pretty much of your choosing. You don't have to be present to win. So see her for that, event tickets and whatnot. As you know, we feed on Christmas Eve day some 300-plus families. We take over the Meals on Wheels that day because they don't deliver on Christmas Eve. We're going to need turkeys, and on Christmas Eve day, we need all the volunteers we can get to either package the meals or to take a small route and deliver a few of them. Tell your friends, but this is a wonderful ministry that we do to the community every year, and we need your help with that. Last, I'd just like to say our music minister, Debbie Haas, would like to invite one of our choir members up because, sadly, we're going to be telling them goodbye. We've been blessed with their presence for some time, but Debbie, I'll let you do the honors.
Good morning, family. We're so glad to see you here, and so many grandparents. If you're a grandparent of one of our little kids, would you wave your hand at me? Yes, wonderful. We're so glad that you're here and visiting us today. I also want to encourage you to come next Sunday. Yes, two Sundays in a row. I know, that's a lot, because it's Kids Sunday. And the Music Maker Choir will be back and ringing their bells. And then our Tone Chime Choir will be ringing. And one of our precious students from the East Texas Children's Chorus will sing The Little Drummer Boy as our special music. And we would like you to come back and be a part of that service as well. Today we're saying goodbye to Chloe Renty. Chloe is from the Dallas area. Oh, she's down here. She's down here. I forget. She's in the bells. She's from the Dallas area. She has been faithful. She is an alto, really soprano, and on up higher stratosphere. But I make her sing alto because I like her alto voice so much. And she is a music education major and is finishing up and graduating Saturday and is moving. And as our gift, we always try to give a Bible with their name on it and a writing from me and from Pastor as well. Thank you for your years of service and your beautiful talent. We love you. Thank you.
Let me offer a quick prayer. God, we do thank you for Chloe and for just a gifted congregation. We're glad for all those that you put in the church to share their gifts for ministry. And this morning, as we celebrate your good news of faithfulness, salvation, and generosity, let the voices and the singing and the music inspire our faith to believe in you with great joy. May we experience your love as we hear about the gift of your Son, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you will, as a way of welcome, will you take that peace that we have with Jesus Christ and just extend it to one another? Turn to those around you. Greet them with the peace of Jesus Christ. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
This morning, the prophet will tell the people to look for incredible beginnings to spring forth from small things. As seen in the wolf living with the lamb and the cow feeding with the bear, this small but incredible new beginning will usher in a peace that the world then and our world now desperately needs. God not only wants peace in our hearts, but peace in all of creation. It is a reminder we are to live our lives as peacemakers as we await God's coming peace. Hear what Isaiah says about God's promises to a broken world. Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. A shoot shall come up from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide the equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Let us pray. God of hope, you call us from the exile of our sin with the good news of restoration. You build a highway through the wilderness. You come to us to bring us home. Meet us today with the peace of your presence, that reassured by your everlasting forgiveness, we may eagerly await the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his second coming. As we make ourselves ready, may we be your peacemakers in the world until that day when the Prince of Peace returns. We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now please join me in the Advent liturgy. It's found in your bulletin. Watch, wait, the messenger of the Lord is coming to make the path straight, the offerings acceptable, and prepare the way of the Lord. But there is good news, there is hope. We lit a candle last week to proclaim God's faithfulness.
But it is just a small light, and the darkness threatens to overcome it.
We want to live in the light. We want peace in our world, and we want peace in our lives.
This Advent season, we are waiting for our Savior, the Prince of Peace, to come.
Today, we light our second Advent candle, the candle of peace. We light it with the abiding prayer that light will overcome the darkness in our lives to renew our hope and give us God's peace, which passes understanding.
As we wait for God's time of fulfillment, we ask for courage to be messengers of God's peace and heirs of God's hope.
That we are made in the image of God. And what we learn about God is that God so loves the world that he gave. We realize God is a giver, not just a giver, but a generous one at that, for he sought to save us from our sin. When we offer ourselves to the Lord, which is something we do every time we worship, hopefully we do it not just because we're supposed to, but realizing that we are made in God's image. We're called to be givers too. And it's something that we want to do, that we give of our time, our talent, or our resources, because we are so happy for how God has continually blessed us. So let this be a moment that when we offer ourselves to God, we do so gladly, for God loves a cheerful giver. God, we know that when anything is placed in your hands, you can multiply them and use them to bless. And so we ask that these offerings would be used by you, multiplied by you, blessed by you, to continue the ministry of Jesus Christ as our churches and churches all over the world seek to make him known. Amen.
Good morning. The prophet said to all who had been made captive, "Call upon the Lord, for he has plans to prosper you and give you peace and hope." So the people watched and waited, and they prayed for a miracle. Time passed, and the days became years.
The people cried, "O Messiah, where are you? Where is the promised warrior, the conqueror, our Savior, our King? When will he come, who shall slay our enemies and lead us to the promised land? We long for a miracle. Come to us, O God of hope."
Darkest deep in bed.
And still there was silence and darkness as the people of Israel waited. Generation followed generation, and the people of God languished and waited, ruled by darkness and evil.
Finally, in the fullness of time, there was in the city of Nazareth a virgin named Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph. An angel of the Lord appeared to Mary and said, "Be not afraid. Rejoice, for the Lord has found favor in you. The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall bear a son, and his name shall be called Jesus." Words, but then she answered, "Let it be to me according to your word. My soul magnifies the Lord, and I am not afraid."
Joseph was also visited by an angel of the Lord and heard the assurance that this was indeed God's plan. So he took Mary as his wife and held her in his heart. He too said, "I trust in the Lord, and I am not afraid."
Yeah.
Thus it was that when Mary was great with child, she and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem to be counted in a census as ordered by the Roman emperor. While there, Mary gave birth to a son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, as there was no room for him in the inn. It became clear to all who saw him that this tiny sleeping child was the Son of God, the Savior, the promised King. This child was God's messenger of love, peace, and hope to the cold and silent earth.
There in the humblest of places, surrounded by simple shepherds and lowly creatures, Mary took the baby Jesus in her tender arms and whispered, "A miracle is born this holy night. A miracle is born this holy night."
And so it had come to pass on this holiest of nights, this night of miracles, that Christ the Savior was born. The heavens rang with angelic sounds, and the light of the power and glory of God shone all around.
The angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all. Christ is born. Christ is born. Sing glory to God."
Christ is born, sing glory to God in the highest. Christ is born, sing Gloria, Gloria. Sing Gloria, sing Gloria, sing Gloria to God on high. There were shepherds keeping watch one night when the sky was filled with heaven's light. An angel of the Lord appeared and proclaimed
of Jesus' birth quickly spread, and the people praised God for all that was told them. Angels had brought good tidings of great joy to those waiting in darkness. Those who had persevered with faith in their hearts and believed in the promise were touched by God's gracious love.
People everywhere fell to their knees, praising God and saying, "I have heard his word, and I trust in the Lord. I have heard the truth. I have been touched by God, and I believe." It all began that single miraculous holy night over 2,000 years ago in the little town of Bethlehem. It came with a promise made to a people that one day they would be saved. Instead of being saved by a fierce warrior leading a strong army, they and we were saved by a tiny child, a child of miracles, a child of everlasting light.
Through faith in Jesus, our fears are placed upon his shoulders and he grants us his peace. Through faith in him, he takes away our sins and gives us his love. This child is God's promise fulfilled. Through faith in him, we receive one of God's greatest miracles, the gift of hope.
Across the earth, a promise reigns.
This day, we celebrate that first holy night of miracles. We give thanks to God for sending His only Son to earth to save us. Let us rededicate ourselves to the God of hope and, like the shepherds on that first Christmas night, let us renew our commitment to tell the world of the miracle of Jesus' birth.
Christ was born to save us. His message is still one of hope and love. Rejoice and tell the world that the miracle lives on. Christ has come for all. Come, let us worship Christ, the newborn King.
Christ, the newborn King.
Thank you so much. That was really tremendous. We appreciate it greatly. If you will, let's just bow our heads for a prayer. Let's pray. God of Christmas miracles, we thank you most of all that you come to let new life and new birth be born in us. We thank you for the fact that with you we all always have a fresh start and a new beginning. And as we think about the peace, the hope, the joy that is ours in Jesus Christ, we pray that you would continue to equip and empower your churches everywhere to like today, just sing the good news to everyone we meet so that all may know your love. Because we do live in a broken world that awaits the fullness of your redemption, we ask that you would heal those that are sick and that you'd be with those that are struggling. And that you would send us out to be with those who feel alone. That we would lift them up and walk with them as they struggle and continue to make their journey. Send your healing power through your Holy Spirit to all of us. And Lord, we thank you that we can come to you and depend on you for everything. It's why we come to you now and do so praying the way in which Jesus taught us by saying together, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you will, please rise for the benediction. I hope you know on Christmas Eve we do have a candlelight service, familiar carols, and communion, and you are all most welcome. That's Christmas Eve, 6 p.m. But as you go into your day and you go into your week, may the love of God, the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be in you and with you now and forever. Amen.